Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. I see these women looking all exotic and erotic, and you know, they
they, you know, it's like, all right, whatever you like, whatever you like. So it's like, you know, I be wondering, like, you know, what mind state you got to have to be a stripper?
Well, what do you mean, mindset?
I mean,
I guess it would depend on what they doing it for. Some people, they like stripping. Some people doing it for the money. I guess it depends on what they trying to get out of it, I think.
Right. You know, and that's my thing. I mean, what are you really trying to get? I mean, like me, for instance. I can honestly say I have a, I can say I got a sexual appetite. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So now, stripping would probably, I mean, you know, if I, of course, if I look more cut, a little bit more buff, you know what I mean? That would probably be a thing for me. Like, fuck it, you know, I don't mind getting naked.
All that attention, you will go crazy.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
So you saying that you could be a male stripper? That you would do that?
If I could, would I?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I'd be on that, boy. Y'all motherfuckers be like, God damn.
What's stopping you?
And the motherfucking Budweiser I didn't accumulate it over the years.
Okay. All right, that don't stop some of these chicks.
I know, right?
Don't stop some of these chicks, boy. You're like, this is just because they make it. Don't about it.
Stretch marks and all. You hear me?
Okay, but now, all right, now, let me ask you now. If I'm out, I mean, I don't think I'm bad looking, but I know I can use a little toning up here and there.
Mhm.
But I mean, would you really like? I mean, I came out. Would you? Wouldn't you be like, well, damn, he could have toned up a little bit.
Maybe so. Now,
I think
personally,
how
we talking?
I think the women harder on men than the men would be on women. You know, if the women that coming out ain't looking so hot, you know, she naked. Oh, well, you
right.
Know, men like, oh, well, fuck it, she naked. I'm still seeing some ass women. I don't know. I think we'll be a little bit tougher.
If that motherfucker got a gut. I'm not, boo. You got to move away from me. You got to move away from me.
Wait, hold on. Let me see what you're working with first. Let me see what
right, okay. So now what if I'm hung? What if I'm hung like a horse, though? What if I'm like, bow. My shit hit my kneecap.
Well, then, I guess that would change things.
Yeah, I was like, we might have to excuse that belly. You get a pass, nigga. You get a pass. You need a bud, nigga. You need a bud.
Right. Okay. I mean, shit. Budweiser, I'm cool. I mean, I'm just saying, because, I mean, I can imagine, you know, I'm just like, I've always wondered this. I'm like, okay, you know, a life of a stripper got to be something kind of crazy. And it's like, you know, like I said, I think I'm a decent guy. I think I'm a decent looking guy. You know, so if I come in, I don't think that she'll be like, ugh, don't touch me. But what about them fat, bloated, just overweight motherfuckers, Kay? You know they ain't seen their dick in like 5 years. And just,
oh, my God.
And them motherfuckers come here, baby, and grab you on your ass. I mean, I wonder, do that feel demeaning? Ew.
I don't know. If I'm a stripper and he got that loot, then I guess I really don't care how he looks. I'm trying to see what's coming out that pocket.
Okay. Well, you know what? Check this out. This is what we're going to do. We're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to... I think I got one that we can drum up. So, I think what we're going to do is we're going to make a phone call. We're going to see. Well, I want some questions answered.
I have a friend who's a stripper. Well, she is.
I guess he got one. He bought the car.
That's what it sounded like.
Hello.
All right, may I speak to Miss Classy?
Speaking, speaking.
What's up, boo? This Cass from Sin City Radio.
Hi, Noel. How you doing?
I'm all right. How's everything going with you?
All right.
Okay. Well, check this out now. I'm calling because of a simple fact. Tonight's topic, the life of a stripper.
Mm-hmm. Now. Well, you got to say BBW stripper. See, there's a difference.
Okay.
There's a difference.
BBW stripper. What's the difference with that?
All right, well, a BBW stripper is a full-figure woman, you know, who dances. It's not only just about, you know, the slim girl with the flat stomach and the perky boobs and the, you know, the right butt. It's not all about that. You know, this is a new phenomenon. It's kind of big in New York, but I think it's, like, bigger in, like, other states, but I'm not sure. But there's no clubs. Really, for us to dance in, yeah.
Okay, so for everybody don't know, you're in New York, right? That's where you do your
thing.
Yes, I am.
New York.
Oh,
man.
I need to go to New York.
Right,
yep, New York, baby.
All right, with New York, I mean, okay, I can imagine, like, man, it got to be rough trying to be a stripper there. I mean, I know the competition is like, I mean, I know everybody is just like, everybody and their mama out there trying to do the same thing. So what separates Miss Classy from the rest of them?
Well, Miss Classy is very independent, for sure. I'm like a year into this. I started this back in like 07, just going to parties, see how it was. The club, I like the club, but I do underground strip parties. As far as private parties, shows and stuff like that, because strip clubs, you can't show too much at strip clubs in New York. Like, you either have to cover your nipples, which is stupid because mine's just pierced. You know, you can't really, yeah, it's stupid, but, you know, like, that's my thing. Like, my nipples and, you know, my vagina is pierced too. So when you're doing your show, you want to show that, you want to, you know, sell yourself, because that's what stripping is. You have to sell yourself because it's 20 other girls, you know.
Well,
and
they trying to cover up your money makers, your assets. That
basically
that's your little niche to get you over. Because I mean, I'm gonna tell you right now, if I got a handful of dollars, you come up with some pierced nipples in my face, you got the dollars. I'm not gonna even lie to you. You got the dollars. They yours.
So that's my thing. And it's just, I don't know. The clubs is not, you know, the clubs in New York is hard. The clubs is hard. But we have a lot of girls who come from the clubs and dance at the lock. Well, we call it locked door parties because it's basically invite only. So they come to our parties to make money because they could be themselves. You could be more free.
Okay.
You know,
well, I'm
going to
tell you right now, if I get into one of them, I'm going to have me a Visa gold card. Hey, y'all gonna be like, oh, here come Cass. Here he comes. Let him in.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so now, I mean, like I was saying earlier, in my eyes, I'm like, okay, these motherfuckers, I mean, you walk in a club or whatever, and for the most part, strippers come out and they got this, I mean, you know, they got this erotic look to them. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, is it as glamorous as it seems to be, or this is just like me getting up, going to the motherfucking meal every morning?
I mean, being a stripper is not glamorous. It's not, because it's hard work. It's nothing easy. Yeah, people say, oh, it's easy. It's not. It's really not. It's not what people think it is. Oh, what she doing is shaking her ass for a dollar. But when you're shaking your ass for hours in heels, but time is really not what people think it is. Like, it's a lot of, like, low balling when it comes to strippers. That's what I think. So, I don't know. I can't really call it because, like I said, I'm kind of, like, new to this. And but I do it the way that I feel comfortable. You feel what I'm saying? I don't, I'm not like the rest. I'm not like the rest of the, I'm different. I stand out. Everywhere I go, I stand out. They all know me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, your first show, your very first show, what was you thinking? I mean, what was your mind?
I was nervous as shit.
I can imagine.
It was a lot of groping. A lot of groping, a lot of touching. I wasn't used to that. So I'm grabbing, like, you can't touch me. Don't touch me like that. But I had to get used to it. And they, like, from the side, like, no, you really, you're not going to make any money if you act like that. Or they, like, you have a stuck-up attitude. But that's how
I
am in general.
I can't stand up to Diddy Stripper. I got to say that. I can't stand up to Diddy Stripper. If I didn't get
but,
you 20, please let me touch the ass. Don't touch me. Give me my 20,
baby. No, but it turns like it, they want to rub on your nipples. And you're not, you know, you're used to that. That's like bedroom action. I wasn't used to that, you know, in general, a random dude just touching me. Like, I was like, nah, I can't do this. So I chilled. You know, got a couple of Hennessy shots in me. Then I bowled up, and I was like, you know what, whatever. I do this on a regular basis at a club, but they just don't touch my boobs. So I could do this. And then eventually I just got used to it. You become numb to it. So
that's what. There's a difference from, like, groping and just getting a feel.
Stop, no, there's a... there's some guys who will grope you.
There's some guys that, like, they go, I feel like they go too far.
Yeah.
Sticking, trying to stick their finger all up in you and all that.
Yeah, now I don't allow, because, you know what, I've seen it before. I've seen them go to one girl, had they was touching them, and then went to the next girl, did not wash their hands. Listen, I carry Purell around. Call me a germaphobe, but I carry Purell around. Like, you know, I don't even want them touching down there, but it's just the point that, you know, even if you're touching me, can you, like, put some stuff in your hand, especially if another girl just got off of you? Because, you know, it's germs.
I've never seen a stripper. Wait a minute, excuse me. Can you stick your hands out, please?
Yes.
Okay. Can you rub together now? Thank you.
But you know what, at the end of the day, that's like I said, that's what stands me out from everybody. Like, now my name is becoming more known. People, you know, a lot of people now is hitting me up to come to parties and stuff like that. Because I'm a big girl, but I carry myself with sophistication. That's where my name comes in. It's classy. Like, a lot of girls don't like my name because I'm supposed to be delicious, sparkles. No, I don't want that name. My name is Miss... you feel what I'm saying? Like, I don't want the typical stripper name. My name is Miss Classy because also my first love is I'm a dominatrix.
Oh, shit.
So, that's a... if you look, it says classy. So, that's why even entering... Now you understand where the groping and touching, like, it was like, I like to be, I'm the one who likes to be in control of everything. But when you're in that, the streaming and stripper, you're not in control. You do what you're told, basically, to get that money. So, but my name is classy because, like I said, I do things with sophistication. So, what most people will do, what most girls will do, they won't. You know, I talk to the guy and I make sure he's cool, whatever. Make sure, because a lot of guys who come to strip clubs, they just want attention that they're not getting from home, or they don't have a girl. A lot of them don't come in because they're horn dogs. A lot of them come in because they just want attention from a female. So just by having a conversation with them, they're happy. It's like...
Okay, so now can I ask you something? All right, now, I don't know. I guess, I don't know. Do they still use the term John? Like, he's a John or something like that?
No, they call it tricks now. We call them tricks.
Oh, so it is tricks, too. Okay, all right.
It's
so now,
tricks. They don't say John.
Okay, now, let me try to create the scenario now.
Yeah.
I come into the club, you know, I see you, you know, I'm like, wow, she, you know, she's beautiful. To me, you are. You're a beautiful woman. And I'm genuinely trying to get to know you. I mean, how do you cipher between the tricks and the motherfucker that you would be like, oh, she's somebody I would date?
It's hard. Seeing the shit that I seen.
That means I wouldn't even get a date there.
No, it's not that. I mean, you find things in the strangest places, but my mindset, when I do go to work, I go to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't go there to meet my future husband, my future... No, I go there to work. I might take a number. We could chill, but it would never go past that because I don't know. Maybe it's just, like I said, my mom's fate, mom thought I could never trust a man who goes to these types of events, especially the ones that I go to, because where I go to, anything goes. You feel what I'm saying? It's not, you know, it's not the, like I said, it's not the triple, the typical strip club. You know, you might see dick sucking contests. Like me, I do girl on girl shows. You don't see that in a normal strip club.
Whoa. Girl on girl shows.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all need a man in the middle?
I mean, there's always an artificial in the middle or whatever, but that's like a lot of the stuff that goes on in these parties is not just, you know, the pole. You have the pole, you have your dancing, but you have other stuff too.
Sex going on as well.
Exactly. There's a VIP room. See, this is the real VIP room. You know,
the
VIP room.
The champagne room.
Nothing is supposed to go down in the champagne room. But in our champagne room, stuff really goes down in the champagne room. So it's like that. It's just basically it's a whorehouse. If you call it, if you want to call it the whorehouse versus and the strip club put together. So.
Sand City Radio will probably be shut down if I got up in there. Cause, wait, did you say this was written the bill? Miss Classy came by and then she brought, you know what? Yeah, the show's going to be closed down. Well, hey, wait a minute. But y'all hold on 1 second. We're going to go to a song. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you. This song here, this is the first song that I gave up. I'm not going to lie to you. I gave up $100. Old girl took me in the back of that room. And she say, I could do some strange things to you.
Mm-hmm.
She started doing them strange things, and yeah, the next thing you know, I was $100 lighter. But this is the first song I heard off this. So y'all stay tuned. We be right back. Y'all kick back, enjoy.
Bye.
My body all over your body.
Should it feel so good?
My body all over my body.
Should it
$100 for being, what, 4 minutes and 7 seconds. That song is 4 minutes and 7 seconds. She had $100 out of me. All right, y'all, welcome back. We on with New York's own Miss Classy. All right.
Hello.
Miss Classy, I got to ask you. How's your sex life? I mean, being a stripper, and I mean, you promote sex all day. How's your sex life at home? I mean, honestly, this is Sin City, so we can pretty much say what the fuck we want to.
I don't have a sex life.
Is you fucking?
No, not really.
So you ain't even fucking?
Not really.
What?
Not really. Not enough. Let's say that, not enough. I don't have a consistent, I don't have a partner that I could call on, because they don't fulfill my needs. Like, so I'll wait a little bit. Hopefully I'll find somebody else. And then they fall in love. That's the thing. I'm not looking for a relationship. So when I do, if I am somebody, like, be on it, like, okay, we're not going to be together. We got this down pat, written in stone. And then they change shit. And I hate that. I hate that. You know, I really want to be with you. Okay, it's time for me to go. Like, I don't even want to do this anymore. Because when I do have sex, I like to have it to my full capacity. I want to get my 100%. I don't want to be half-assed with it. You feel what I'm saying? So.
All right, so in other words, you just want a motherfucker to come in and.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
Let's go.
No strings attached. No, just let's have fun. Like, I'm still young. I'm living life and. You know, I done did the relationship thing. Now I just want to have my fun. You know, I do go to swinger parties. I play with the girls. I don't play with the guys.
That was my next question to you. Now, you said you do your show is a girl-on-girl action. Is that just for show or, I mean, shit, you ain't got no problem getting down with a girl.
I mean, it's for show to get money, but I wanted her. Quote me, I forgot her name, but she's she does porn. Like, she does, her name is Trixie, Madam Trixie, or Trixie Madam. She's a big girl, too, very pretty. I like her. She's very aggressive. I'm very aggressive, so we was going at it. And she was like, you're the only girl that ever had me. I'm like, listen, I love women. I love women, and I love men. So if I could have both at the same time, I'd be happy.
I know. Isn't that the truth?
Like, I don't want a monogamous. I don't want monogamous is boring to me now. Being a monogamous.
If Father Time was here, I would probably tell him.
Yo, G Money, I like this girl of yours.
So, you would have to really find somebody. You would have to find a confident man. I mean, not all men can handle the fact that you like women. So, I mean, let me just put this out there that let me put my disclaimer out. We here at Sin City have no problem with girl-on-girl action. We have no problem at all.
Oh, yeah, like that girl with her name, Chocolate Kisses.
Oh, yeah, I seen y'all giving each other compliments on the page, on the site.
Like, I probably like big girls myself, but, you know, just her leg cocked up in the counter of her little clit sticking out, it's kind of sexy. I don't know.
I concur.
Yeah.
So in other words, So I'm gonna send this out there, Miss Chocolate. In other words, Miss Classy, what she's saying is,
damn, I knocked the dust off that pussy.
If you're out there, right. She letting you know. I'm just saying though. Have you ever made a guy just like, you know, just run? Like, man, I can't handle you. You're too much.
I've had guys push me off of them. One of my clients I have privately, like, I had him come in his pants twice. I never knew that was possible, like, to dance with a guy.
Oh.
I mean, I know of it, but I never, like, really seen it up close. Like, literally, like, ejaculate without having no hand job or head job or pussy job. And he comes all the time, like. And he's like, I really can't see you no more. Like, he told me this, like, the other day. I really can't see you no more because he's married. So, you know, it's just, I've had a lot of denials.
I understand. This is business, and that's business. And, you know, I know everything's about money. Hell, we all out here trying to get it. But, I mean, he ain't get touched or nothing, and he jacked off. So, do we still got to pay?
Yeah. So...
He came, didn't he? You gotta pay first. Since you come through the door, you have to pay.
We gotta go round two for that one. Another one of my clients, I be friending another one of my clients. Like, we're friends. Like, we go out, but when he wants his little whatever, we do it. Like, you know, we do the thing, whatever. Like, I like candles. You might not get a lot. There's not a lot of strippers that do private sessions. I do private sessions because a lot of guys don't like, you know, they want to dance, but they want a full dance and not in front of a whole bunch of other niggas. Like, excuse my language, but not in front of a whole bunch of other guys and girls.
Oh, no, we don't say in city, baby. You can say whatever you want.
So it's just like, they come.
They just don't
want to
pull
their
dick out. They don't want to pull their dick out in front of them other men.
So, like, I'll say, you know, you can go down in your boxes. But some of them are comfortable with their jeans on, like, because I don't have sex. So I'm like, you know what? You know, you can leave your jeans on. It's kind of rough on us, but, you know, whatever.
I'm butt booty ass naked. Hey, you're going to be like, hey, Taz, you can. Hey, y'all ever seen, what was that, Evan Almighty when he put his arms down and he was butt naked? That's me. Well, he'd be like, God damn, but did you come in here with clothes?
I mean, it's funny because I've seen stuff like that. Like, I've seen a guy walk out without his pants on. I'm like, where are you going? It's freezing outside. Oh my God, I had too much fun in there. I don't want my girl to smell the scent on the jeans. I was like, oh my gosh, why do all this if you got to do all that? Like, but you know, it's life. This is what happens. This is how we pay our bills. If we kid, honestly, if we kid, we won't get our bills paid. You know, so. Because you have sometimes, like, you know, it'll be slow, then it'll be fast. You know, there's sometimes I'll work a whole week straight, and there's sometimes I won't work. So.
So I guess my next question to you is, how far do you travel? I mean, do you come to the Midwest?
I've been to Chicago when I was younger, but that's about it. I'm scared of planes, so. But I've been offered from people to do, like, parties. To come out to do modeling, because I'm also into modeling too. So it's just like that's something that I'm working on now. Like heavy, the modeling, taking pictures and, you know, lingerie and stuff like that. So but I do travel. I will travel for the the right price. Like, I won't travel just to, you know, travel. Unless I'm having fun.
I'm really, like I said, I was asking earlier before we had called, and I was like, man, I mean, I really thought y'all lived an exciting life. I'm like, I mean, you get to dress up and just be totally erotic all day, but I guess it'll be kind of boring to y'all if y'all, I mean, okay, let me go out here and show my pussy today.
You know what? It's funny that you said that, because on a day-to-day basis, I feel like I'm a sex symbol. You know, like, I never dress up. I never go outside. Besides today, I always go outside dressed up. I always got cleavage showing. I always got tight pants on. So regardless if I don't have clothes on, it's just, like, it's the same thing. Like, I always get told, oh, you look like a freak. You're a freak. This is what you are. This is what you are. Like, this is this happened to me without even having my clothes off. So when I have my clothes off,
okay,
forget about it.
So I guess the question is, are you?
I am, lazily.
I mean, because we was asking that, because I was wondering, I mean, some people say, okay, well, I only strip just to pay bills. I don't like it. I don't do this. But I feel like you got to have some type of freakiness in you in order to do it. I mean, like I said, if I can get rid of this gut, well, sex and chocolate be all over the stage, but you know, that's neither here nor there.
Well, I don't see me. I could call it for other people, but I know a lot of girls who like it. I like it as well. I like turning on. I like being a fantasy. That's my goal, is to be a guy's fantasy or a female's fantasy. Or I don't know. I like the fact that I see other females naked, too. So that's a pervert in me. I like seeing other females naked. Sometimes I take a break when I'm working, and I tip the other girls. Like, I have them dance with me. I tip them. I fell on them, whatever. We do stuff like that. We'll play with each other. He laughs. So it's fun.
So,
I like it.
Janine, were you and her separated at birth?
No, I don't think I have a twin out there anywhere.
You sure now?
Yes, I'm positive.
I know.
Oh, I mean, really, you guys are like, I get you two motherfuckers together. Shit. I'm not coming out the house for a week.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be whenever you like.
I feel like
fun.
I'm calling off today, too. You two motherfuckers laying in the bed. Oh, I'm calling off every day.
That's just, like, always been a fantasy of mine, like, just to lay right in between or lay on the outside, just knowing that a guy and a girl in a bed just having that type of fun. Like, I want that.
Damn.
Yeah.
You should
I was involved
just
with a couple. Huh?
You don't travel just because.
No, I deal with a couple, but sometimes a person stray off, and it's the guy who's straying off. So I don't want to. I'm not a homewrecker. Yeah, I'm not a homewrecker, and I told him that. So listen, what we do is we do all together. So yeah.
Oh, you mean he tries to stray off with you?
Exactly.
By yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the part honestly. And this is the honest to God opinion. This is just my honest to God opinion. I don't see the pleasure in that. I don't understand the logic in that simply because why stray off with you when I got both of y'all? I don't understand the logic in that.
Okay, this is the thing. I turned her out. She's never been with a female. So when I'm the only one who do. Like, she'll play around. She'll you know, give him head while I'm eating her out, but she would never eat me out because she's not into that. She's so-called not gay. Whatever. I don't mind it. So it's just like, he's not happy with her. Yeah, because she's not into other females. So he's like, she's boring. I can't even get my dick up because blah, blah, blah. I just like you because you're exciting. You're a swinger. You this. You're the girl that I'm like, listen. I'm not trying to be walking around and then somebody come in the back of my head and knock me out. So I saw they mean. That's not going to happen. So, and then I got phone calls from her like, oh, my God, are you guys seeing each other on the outside? I said, no. Straight up, no. Like, I don't want drama like that. So.
I mean, that don't make no sense to me. I mean, I got two of y'all. And if I could just walk up, okay, let's just say I could walk up to Janine. Hey, what we doing tonight? Nothing. You got any plans? No. Well, why don't you call Miss Classy over? Let's go and start fucking something. Sure. Why am I finna fuck this up? Come on.
But that was a little bit different, though. Because the girl wasn't
you know, into other girls like that. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? It's just gonna happen. You turned her out, so
mm-hmm.
that's a different situation. So when they were by themselves, you know, it might not have been what he really wanted it to be. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what I said. That's why I don't like that. If you're gonna do it, like I always tell females, if you're gonna do it, you need to. I want you to want and like women, not just to
exactly.
be, you know, not just be doing it for your man or just doing something because you want to try it and this one, this and that. I don't
mm-hmm.
like that. You know, do it.
That's exactly what she
to,
was doing it for. She was doing it for him.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm,
she was doing
I'm,
it for him.
If I'm sucking your pussy, I want you to suck on mine too.
But you know he did me, which is fine. I'm not really into it. I'm not gonna lie to you. I like it, but I'm not really into it like that. I'm the aggressor, so I like to eat for hours. I'm not gonna lie to you, especially if it's good and like I can eat for hours. Like so,
dang.
I would tell female just be prepared. Take your little.
I gotta get to New York.
Take
your
little. Like I do some crazy shit. Like, I'm really into it, so that's just me.
Yeah.
So.
I'm letting y'all know by the end of next year, Sin City's officially moving to New York. We're going to the Big Apple.
I'm like, hold on, 347 number. What's this? Yes, New York is okay. But, you know, New York is about that life. You know, New York is everything. Everything is out in the open. Especially when like when you're in New York City, you see everything. Like the gays, the whatever. Like everything to me. And I enjoy it. Like a lot of people don't like seeing gay couples but I enjoy it because to me it's like you could be open in New York. New York is allowed a lot. Like you go to certain like towns or states and it's so closed minded. New York is not like that. It's not like that. You want to run outside butt naked, you're going to have another crowd, like two other people who's going to join you, you know? So,
right.
I mean,
damn,
I love
it. I need to get to New York. I
love New York.
I do too. I ain't even been there, and I'm loving it already.
I love New York. I mean, born and raised here. I was born and raised in Long Island, though, but I just always was in the city. So I like the nightlife. I like the wildlife. So, you know. You might catch me in a club, a regular club, getting half naked.
I lose my man. I mean, I've traveled to different places, but I've never been to New York. But I think in some places, I think it wasn't meant for me to go yet. I think it kind of like needed for me to calm down a minute. I probably been lost my man somewhere in New York.
they'd have me in the alley some damn well. Where the fuck? I woke up butt naked in the alley.
You come up here, you link up with me, you good. You good.
Okay.
You good. There's no alleyways. We're not going to do that.
I mean, shit, I would lose my mind. Shit. I mean, Man, I can see me now. I ain't got full. I ain't got drunk. Motherfucker talk crazy. I be in the club.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
my goddamn mind. Imagine all the time now.
Yeah. You be good. You're good. Sorry, you be very good.
That's just, you know what? Oh, I mean, you know what? That I need to go to New York.
Mm-hmm.
I really do because that's the type of shit that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. We really are live up here. Like, you know, New York is New York. It's very expensive, but New York is live. I usually go to Maryland. Like, that's the most place I go, Baltimore. They love me down here. Like, they call me Miss New York. Yeah, you know, you're livin' it up. We have a lot of energy because their clubs, I don't know how it is in the Midwest, but their clubs end at 1:30 in the morning. At 1:30 in the morning in New York, I'm just getting to the club. So they yawning and stuff. I'm all getting, okay, and then the music just stops. I'm like, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me. And then the after-hour spot is some African spot. It's awful. So I make my business down here. I be limited.
Nah, well, we definitely going to have to. We need to go to the song right quick and pay some bills because I'm still trying to figure out how in the hell I'm going to manipulate this New York trip. We'll be right back. With I got to looking at them pictures that you posted up there.
I'm sorry. I can't post new pictures. No new pictures. I don't do the new picture thing.
That shot bending over is pretty suffice for me. So hey.
I was just playing around.
Okay, so now. Let me ask you, Miss Classy.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you say earlier, but I kind of want you to go a little bit more in depth in it.
Okay.
A night, your ultimate erotic night. I know you said the being able to wake up with the man and woman, but, I mean, how would that night just go?
I want to fuck for, like, hours. Like, my night would be just having sex, just, I don't just care, come everywhere, and the sheets dried up on my leg. That's my night. Like, I don't know. I really haven't had that. I've never had that, and I'm waiting for that night. I'm waiting. But that would be my night, just wild sex all night. I don't give a fuck. Anal, vaginal, I do it all. So it's just shit sticking in my nose. I don't really care. I want it. I want to be able to, like, really have a story to tell. You know what I'm saying? I don't want the typical story that everybody else has. I want the story that I can be like, yeah, girl, I was hanging from the fucking fan and his face is in it. Like, I want to say some crazy shit. Like, I want to say some wild shit. Like, I don't know. I'm tired of hearing the typical sex. Yeah, you know, we doggy style. Nah. I like to be choked. I like to be smacked. I like all that shit. So just give it to me all night. Let's say 22 hours. That's my ultimate. 22 hours.
That motherfucker gonna need motherfucking Viagra. Anyway,
take all that. I don't give a shit. Just make sure that.
Well, I hope you got that self lubricating. You got that self lubricating mechanism, don't you?
Yeah, but I'm saying, okay, why? You know, you got the.
No. For 22 hours, you don't have to be a squirter.
I can't tell you. You gotta
be a squirter for 22 hours.
Well, okay, squirting is like not thick. Squirting is like watery. So, what's water gonna do? Water dries fast.
But if you squirt enough, it's gonna stay wet.
Not inside the hole.
If he can keep you squirting.
Not inside the hole though. Depends on how deep it is, how deep it goes. I don't know.
Okay, so I'm assuming that you got a high pain threshold when it comes to sex.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do. I'm really like, ever since I have it's very sensitive down here, and I'm like always horny. It's crazy. It drives me nuts. Like, you know how guys get blue balls? If I don't get none, I get, like, a pain in my stomach.
I thought I was the only one.
See, we on the same page, girl. I'm going to have a conversation over there.
I get sick. I get frustrated
for no reason. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? You don't talk to me right now. If you ain't fucking, let's not talk.
Both of y'all are psychologically crazy.
Yes.
So where you at? Liquor store, I need somebody that ain't as crazy.
Well, I can't speak on it right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm bored. The next motherfucker that get it is gonna get it. I'm trying to tear something up.
Damn, I'm sitting here with three.
Make sure you take a video of that and send that shit to me. I love watching too. That's my thing, yo. I love to watch. Excuse me, I like watching girls gag. I don't know why. This is something about it.
I ain't mad at you. Shit.
I didn't like it. Like, it's a turn on. Like, you know, you got these porno girls. But they still into the camera. Like, I like homemade porns because they the realest. Like, it's the realest. You know, they're not in the camera. They're not. I forgot her name. It's Hollywood, whatever. fun, honeymoon. But she just, like, she smiles getting anal. Like, who's smiling that? Who's smiling doing that?
Right.
I'm going to be upset if you smile. God damn it. I want to see the pain on your face. I want to see every time I go in, I want to see you just cringe. I want to see you bite your bottom lip. I want to see your teeth. I want to see you hitting the bed like out this motherfucker then went inside my goddamn stomach.
Wow.
I want to see it all. I don't want to see if you smiling talking about whatever you like.
Yeah, she's smiling. Like, I'm like, yo, this is unreal. Like, she really, they do all the time, but it's just, I don't want to see that. Like, I want to see real live shit. Like, I like to sit there in the bed, like, on the side of the bed, tell you what to do to him, tell him what to do to you. Like, I like to do stuff like that. Like, stuff like that. Like, I got some interested like that. So, that's how sad.
Now, that's perfect, because me personally, I would love to take an intermission, go over there, grab my vodka and cranberry juice. Y'all go ahead.
Oh, wow.
In a second. Let me fix a drink. Anybody else want one? No, nobody want one? Okay, y'all go ahead.
Yeah, so I just, I'm really another thing about, New York is good, but a lot of these girls here actually are very stuck up. Like, they feel good. Or... everybody wants to be a Barbie. Like, I'm a Barbie. You're not a Barbie. You're not Nicki Minaj. She's not even a fucking Barbie. Like, I'm just tired. Like, everybody's fake. Nobody's not real about themselves at all up here. Like, they want to do it, but then they feel good to say that they did it. So, whatever.
And that's just a shame, because there's no reason you should be holding that pussy up like that. There's no reason. None whatsoever.
I'm very outspoken, so I'm not ashamed to a female. You look good. Like, I compliment girls all the time. Like, uh-huh. I'm like, you look good. Like, you have some nice breasts. You have a nice ass. You got hips. I love that. Like, but some girls, you compliment them, they look at you like you stupid. Like, all right, bitch, take the tracks out then. Let's see how you really look. I'm not gonna go into like that, but that's how it is. Like, especially like in that field too. It's like, like the other day I was working and the guy, he threw a stack in the air. So hey, I didn't have to work. I scooped up as much bills as I can. I was like, fuck it, tonight is a free night, whatever. These girls walking over the money and stuff like that. Oh, y'all too good? Now y'all too good, but y'all ain't here doing the same thing that we here doing. No,
so wait a minute, whoa. Guy threw a stack down, and the motherfuckers, they too good to pick the money up?
Not on iPad,
cat. Right. Ms. Clay?
I'm sorry, guys. Sorry.
Oh, okay. We lost you for a second.
Sorry. They walked over the money. The guy, it was his birthday, he threw $1,000 in the air, right? So you had me and a couple other girls scooping up the money, like, okay, we good for tonight. We ain't got to work tonight. We going.
Mm-hmm.
These girls, other girls, they thought they was too cute. They started walking over the money. I was like, excuse me.
So what,
like,
they want them to just put it in their hand?
That's what I guess.
Oh, fuck,
I guess. That was just a too good attitude, and then... The girl wasn't even bad. I'm sorry. Like, I'm trying to play her, but she wasn't even bad. Like, you better go on the floor like everybody else and pick up that goddamn money.
Right, shit. So. I done walked out there 4 or 5. All right, now, check this out. Now, I didn't act, and I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I have tried to pull some females out of strip club before. I have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I used to always hear, you have to pay me out for the night. Is that true, or that's just some shit they just didn't want to leave with me?
No, that's the truth. Because I'm not gonna lie, I have left the the party, like, club with two men. And they paid me. They paid me, so it's just
am I paying the club to let you leave?
No, you pay. Oh no, that's the club. See, I don't know about the club. I'm pretty sure that's
what
you
have to do.
Yeah,
I mean, like I said, I was in the club. And I'm rapping and I'm going hard and shit. After that fifth drink, I'm like, I'm ready to fuck. I ain't got time for all this, but I ain't finna pay you all this money. I'm gonna need more than three songs.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need more than three songs. I'm gonna let you know that now. So she
well,
was
I know,
like,
certain clubs. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And she was like, "Well, you're gonna have to pay me out tonight." And I'm like, "Pay you out? What the fuck is that? You're gonna have to pay, you know, the bar. You got to pay him X amount of dollars so I can leave.
Mm-hmm.
X amount. You better get your fucking coat and let's walk the fuck out this door." But she was like,
"Well, see, that's a legit club. It must have been a real legit club because I know some clubs they like they want 25%." It's like different prices, or you got to pay like $50, $60 to work. I'm not sure how it is in other states. I know.
Yeah, but I'm like, so I did. Now I did ask because I ain't gonna lie. I looked at the pussy like, okay, how much I gotta pay? She was like, well, you gotta pay $300. Oh, bitch, please. I mean, I think she was trying to get over on me. So yes, I did go down. You get away from me.
See, that's a problem that we have nowadays with black people.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I was young. This was back in my younger days. I thought she was trying to get over on me. I didn't know that's really how it worked.
No, because the typical white girl escort, she's getting paid $500 and up. You know, you feel what I'm saying? Like, that's how the escort business is. But... you know, for black girls, we get lowballed a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a guy was like, yo, I want you, I really want to have sex with you, and you with it, say he's sexy, but she's like, shit, I still could get some bread off of this nigga too, so I'm gonna have him pay anyway. They'd be like, oh, there's some girls who will fuck for $40. There's some girls who will fuck for $60. Mm-hmm. You got somebody like me, name is Classy, excuse me, I'll give you a hand drop for $60.
Hand drop for $60?
No. Because if you lower your standards, that's what you're going to be looked at. You're going to be looked at, oh, she's just a ratchet ass hoe. She don't give a fuck. She nasty. She dirty.
I'm going to say you're beautiful. I see we got LaFonda on the line. LaFonda, what's happening? I can't hear nothing you're saying, baby. Okay. Well, I'm glad you tuned in.
I'm trying. I'm sick as hell right now, but we'll try.
Okay. Well, just keep your eyes on the road. Just kick back and enjoy. All right. Now, okay. Now, Miss Classy, I want to ask. I gotta ask. And liquor store, don't, I know you finna be like you black motherfucker, but if I'm trying to get liquor store to do a threesome with me, how do I present you?
With me, with a threesome?
Yeah, like if I'm like, because see, liquor store always saying she don't do that. So
I don't know how she does. I don't know how she loves. I barely be on Sin City. I'm gonna be on it now, faithfully. But I don't know how she loves. I don't know which one she is.
Well, now liquor store is not on the site, but I'm just saying. Liquor store. Describe yourself.
She got big boobs. Are you like double D's and up?
No, I'm a tiny little thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm a tiny little
head.
Thing.
You got head.
I'm not
you got
sign
to grab one.
I'm not as thick as I would like to be, but I make it do what it do.
I hear that. That's what I'm talking about. I ain't gonna lie. I was always into, like, thick girls, big-ass breasts and shit like that. I could lay my head on and shit for my face. But, you know, that's just, you know, that was just, until I had the skinny girl, then it was like, wow, they really get extremely wet. Like, that shit is crazy. I was stuck.
Okay,
like,
but see, now, my thing is, like, okay, and I know, look, so, like, you motherfucker, I'm gonna whoop his ass when I catch him. I'm trying to get liquor store to do a threesome. She don't want to do it, though. So I called Miss Classy and, like, hey, come help me out. How can I get her, you know, how would you present it? I mean, how would you do it?
I mean, listening to her, that's you the one who was talking, right?
We probably chill first. Like, oh, let's go out to eat and let's drink, get to know her. Then sneak the question in. That's how I do it. Like, I sneak it in. Like, yeah, so have you ever had threesome before? Like, you don't have to, I would say, you don't have to do nothing. I do everything. We'll take care of you. Like, that's how I would do it. But if she say yes or no, you'll say yes or no. You know, then she might say no, then she might think about it, go home, get a little bit wet. Then, like, you know what, I'm going to turn back around, go back to the crib with them because I think I want to get my rocks off. Yeah, it'd be like that sometimes. So.
Okay. Liquor store, there you have it.
There you have it.
I ain't gonna front. I'm chicken shit when I come to talk to girls. I'll approach a guy any day, but a girl, I'm so nervous. Like, I feel like a dude, like, oh, damn, I'm gonna get turned down. Shit. She keeps looking at me, but is she with it? And then you go, they be like, hi. Oh, I like your necklace. I'm like, oh, God. This bitch is not even with it. This bitch is like my necklace.
Oh,
so
well,
it's just
different on that one because I don't have no problem with that.
See, I need, so you gotta teach me something because, like, guys are like, yo, you should have a problem getting a chick. I'd be like, yo, I'm chicken shit when it comes to, like, approaching a girl in the streets or at a club or somewhere. Like, I'm chicken shit. Like, I don't do
you
would it.
You would think I was a dude.
But a guy gonna see you, I grab your dick. I do crazy shit. I don't care to a guy, but I just can't walk up to a female and grab your dick. I'll be like, you look nice. You got like, gloves. This would be like, yo, you want to chill? And then the girls that, like, really do with it, it's like I'm not really attracted to them. So, sucks to me.
So, in other words, I mean, I just want to make sure your thing is you like the thicker women.
I mean, honestly, like, now it's just like I just like freaky people. I like freaky people.
Well, I mean.
Oh,
well,
I don't,
see, we got liquor store in already. There you go. Hold on. I'm in.
You guys live where? Don't tell me Indianapolis, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I might have
to
take a trip.
That's what we based
out
of now, Indianapolis.
I might have to skip the ski trip and go to Indianapolis. Yes, the infamous ski trips.
Dude,
hey.
There's three of us here, and I think that we're all pretty much with it.
Oh, shoot, there's another girl here, too? Oh, wait, how many girls is on here? I'm sorry, I'm
oh,
so lost right now.
Oh, we got Janine, we got Liquor Store.
That's a big freak bass.
We got LaFonda. I don't know if LaFonda's freak like that.
No, I'm not. I like that.
Oh, LaFonda, hold on, calm down, baby, calm down.
No peer pressure.
LaFonda, turn your radio down, would you?
No, I'm dealing with enough of that at work already.
You deal with enough of what?
Man, it's this girl that was trying to take me down at work last week. I'm like, what the fuck? She closed the door on my ass.
Maybe you need to try. You might like it. You're too wound up anyway. It might loosen you up.
It ain't going to
I mean, hell, it. It seemed like any other motherfucking dude you didn't got with didn't fuck you around. I mean, hell, go on, let the girl try.
I got called a man eater yesterday.
Oh, wow.
So, see, there you go. You might as well get your little pussy in your life, see how it feels.
I didn't have a pussy ate by a female. It's just that it's not my cup of tea.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe she just didn't know what she was doing.
Yeah,
I guess that sounds fucked up.
Been behind her head and shit, having positions she never knew she had. Like, you got to do stuff like that. Females could do the same thing a man could do to you. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to know. Maybe we don't have a penis, but you don't need a penis. Because once you have your fingers and you can hit that spot and curve your fingers
whoa, not middle class. Now you're stepping on my toes.
It's the all natural truth, though.
Man, I beg to differ.
Y'all need us before we need y'all.
I beg to differ on that one, now. You stepping on toes, now.
Right, it's the truth, though. It's the truth. You know, especially when a female tell you, oh, my man ain't never made me come that hard, and I've been with him for 3 years. Like, shit.
You need a new man.
Let me get a plaque. Sign my check.
Oh, seriously. I mean, he got to find some type of way. Y'all got to find some common ground. I mean, me personally, I feel like, okay, I got to do something. I got to find something that's going to get her to the point where she going to feel like, okay, whatever he doing, I want him to keep doing that.
But it be the dudes that I always be attracted to that be making me come hard as hell. Like, the dudes I don't even try to be with. And then the dudes that I with, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I can't even come with your ass.
Yes, those be the ones that happens a lot. That happens. That happens
a lot. It's
like,
I can be a freak with somebody I don't like. But then when it comes to somebody that I'm trying to be with, it's like I'm the shyest.
You know why? That's because you try to impress that person. You try to impress that person. You don't impress them.
Yeah.
Fuck them. If they don't like you for who you are, fuck it. Don't date them. That's what I say.
Yeah, go home, suck his dick on the first date. Quit waiting until the fifth one.
I don't even know if I need to still be in line. Y'all got me all heated and shit. I ain't got
for real. This shit is crazy. Like, it's just, it really is. Like, it's horrible. Like, especially being, like, I'm single. So, like you said, my sex life sucks. And sometimes when I'm grinding on these men, they got some big ass penises and shit, and they sexy and they smell good, I be getting all fucking horny and shit. Oh God, wait, hold on a second. I gotta go. I need to go and change.
They shit, I have been having pussy juice. That shit have drive them crazy. My pussy juice have been a came right on now, right on their dick. That's why I couldn't be no shit.
Oh my gosh, this is so real.
I'm gonna tell you, I can't go in. I cannot talk when I'm in a strip club. That's the one thing I can't do. I mean, you be talking to me, all you hear me is just. I can't talk.
Sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there.
Hey, bro, who you talking to? I'm talking to you, nigga. Man, did you just see her walk past me? I'm not thinking about nothing you said.
That's crazy.
Motherfucker be making $100 million deal. Did you see the ass on her? I couldn't do it. I couldn't.
That shit is just Israel. Like, it really is. Like, strip clubs is good. I like strip clubs. I go to strip clubs too. Like I said, I like the pole tricks and shit. Like, I'm still learning the pole. My fat ass, I'm scared of that shit. I'm scared I might fall the shit, down the floor. I don't be trying to do too much. Like, I do splits and shit. Like, I am flexible, so it's just like I could do that. But when it get on the pole, oh my God. Like, I love that shit. Like,
take a stripper dummy class. I swear.
Yeah, no. Like, you could just buy it. You could just buy the pole, and they have the video.
No, we go to a pole dancing class. Like, for my cousin's birthday, that's where we going, to go take a pole dancing class. Oh my God. That motherfucker is off the chain. Like, seriously, that's the best I've ever had. Yes.
That's definitely going to top it off. That's definitely going to top it off for me. Because once I get on that shit, I'm going to be climbing the shit to the fucking top. It be fucking doing crazy shit. Because I do crazy shit on the floor. I tried the pole. You know, you put the ass. But I'm scared because, like, the pole is the portable pole, the one that moves. So it kind of, like, shook a little bit. Yeah.
Get
the traveling pole, the pole that you carry on your bag. Your bag is it. So I'm like, I need the one that's screwed in the top. For real.
That will cost, like, $500.
Yeah, and this girl, she was
Miss Classy, you need to go check out my pictures. I got a pole and axe side of the wall for you.
I'm coming over there.
To my photos. I got a pole and exercise ball already. Well, it's all there waiting.
Now I got
What have you done on that exercise ball?
Oh, my God. There's so many things you can do on that exercise ball. Seriously, that's why I swear to God, I hate fucking with Bean's ass, because going to the gym with his ass, it make me horny. Like, do you know being in the gym with a whole bunch of fat ass niggas make you want to go fuck? Seriously, Seriously.
For real. Especially when they run on the treadmill, because I don't run the treadmill. I just watch. So, like, when the ass is jiggling,
oh,
I'm trying to jump. Oh, my God.
They start checking out shirts and shit. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, put those shirts back on. I'll jump your fucking balls up in this damn gym.
Okay, hold up, y'all. Y'all. All right, we got another one on the line. We got another live wire. We got Miss Butter on the line. Miss Butter, what's up?
Nothing much. How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, no. We networking and politicking as usual. We got our girl Miss Classy from New York. She's a stripper from New York. She's giving us fundamentals about being the life of a stripper.
All right.
Right now she's trying to she want to take the pole dancing classes.
Yeah.
I need to take some of them too, but I have to wait. You know.
I keep look at it. Oh yeah, well yeah, you gonna have to wait.
Yes, I have to wait. Don't keep nothing.
Everybody want all you gotta do, Miss Classy. All you gotta do, take the time, go through SandCityRadio.name.com, go through the pictures. You'll see. Hey, we
your
got
pole?
Everything you need. You want to see what you want to see what they do on the exercise ball? We got a video for that too.
I've been on the exercise ball. I
want to
know what you doing
on
the exercise ball.
Oh, you're going to have to come to the Midwest to find out that.
There's so many things to do.
Well, I'm in the Midwest, and I want to know. So can I know? Can I know, nigga? I'm down the street.
There's so many joyful things you can do with the exercise box.
I'm around the corner.
I don't need the good Reverend throwing holy water on me now.
You know what? You ain't right for that.
The Rev out here?
Hell.
No, not that Rev.
Oh, I was going to say, oh, my goodness.
Okay, you're wrong for that.
Cast this demon out my house.
When you don't have to be here, I will come to you.
He's going to be like, wait a minute, hold up. All that was in my wife? Oh, no, fuck this holy water. I'm getting the 12 gauge.
Wow.
Oh, that was it, my wife? Yes.
Yes.
It was. Can you say a little prayer for me before I go?
You know what? You ain't right. You ain't no kind of right.
I missed it a whole lot, huh?
Yes, you did. You missed it. It was drama in my life.
I can hear the preacher talking now.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
And they be the first ones throwing out of the
Lord Jesus.
Okay, I believe you alone. I believe you alone.
Yeah, it's a good thing I ain't that sensitive.
That's hard.
Like I said, I mean, this class, you really going to have to try to make your way down here or hell.
I'm going to try. I heard the strip clubs out there is crazy out there, too.
New
York is not known for this. New York is not known for strip clubs. Like, New York is not really popular demand for that. Like, you go to Jersey. Jersey has a lot of strip clubs. You know, like, everywhere else. You already know Atlanta. Everybody know about Atlanta. So, Midwest, I heard about Midwest. But New York, strip clubs is not meant for New York.
Let me ask you. You say y'all do the private show thing. So, I mean, like, all right. I mean, is it like, okay, y'all, is it a group of y'all or is it just you doing a solo thing or like a group of y'all? Do y'all have like bodyguards or somebody there? Because I know that could get a little out of control at times when, you know, you guys.
Like I said, everybody is invite only. They're invite only. So it's like we have that respect level already. Like the people who's invited, they already know the rules and stuff like that. They just become the entertainment. So they don't do nothing stupid. They might smack your ass.
Right.
But you always have somebody that you roll with. You never roll by yourself. That's anywhere you go. A regular club or a strip, it doesn't matter. No female should ever be by herself doing anything.
Right.
So you always should have somebody there to protect you because
It is what it is, unless you got your mate. Unless you got a mate or whatever.
Whatever.
But usually me,
like
by my hours when I leave, it'd be daylight. It'd be daylight. Because we have after hour spots that we go to that ends like at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Hard.
Let me call
yeah, party
my work.
Hard.
Like,
party
I ain't
hard.
Coming in this morning, man. I just
ain't
able to do it.
Like, it's no more than an after-hours spot. It's the morning spot now. And, you know, you still got girls dancing from 10 o'clock at night to 11 o'clock in the morning. Just naked. Me, I'll be in the corner sleep sometimes. A little tired.
Take a little power nap.
Hell yeah. But, you know, it's definitely a hustle. It's not easy. Because there's a lot of competition.
Oh,
and then, like I said, you got the low-balling girls who will do anything for a dollar.
They got to buy them Pampers.
So in other words, in other words, they got that mentality as soon as they walking in. They
don't tell me now. I got to turn this nigga out. So you don't want nobody else. With me and
That's their attitude. Pussy don't feel me, nah.
Exactly. So it's a lot. It's a lot of work. A lot of work. I've been numb.
So would you give it up for somebody famous?
Hell to the yeah. I'm gonna be his private dancer. His
okay.
Slut, his whore, everything. Baby, what you want me to be? She wants to be Santa Claus? I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now y'all heard that. So when we go national, I don't want to hear her talking no shit.
Yeah, so you can't get it. Now, baby, I'm famous now. See.
Right. When we get national, I don't want to hear. When I'm on Sirius Radio, I don't want to hear her talking about. Did I say? Oh, I'm finna archive that one, baby.
I'm gonna archive it.
Okay.
Come on. Let's go, Miss Classy. I heard
y'all
remember.
Just
y'all
have
remember,
some money. Like, that's the goal. Not trying to say every female, but I'm not really materialistic. Don't get me wrong. But everybody wants, every female that I know wants somebody to take care of them. You know, we don't mind staying at home, getting pretty and stuff like that, and let him work hard.
That's what I mean. Really, that's how I feel. That we supposed to be able to do that, you know.
Mm-hmm. As long as we give it to him right, cook for him and clean.
That's how always do it, though. You want the option.
LaFonda, what is you saying?
Yeah, her phone going in and out.
My bad. You want the option to do it. You don't want to always do it. Like, I would love to have the option to do it, but I earned my degree, so of course I want to use it.
Yeah, I feel you on that one, too. I feel you on that one, but, you know, sometimes, you know, I mean, I have kids, so I want somebody to take care of me now. Fuck that.
You know, you did your job. You got a full-time job taking care of kids.
You know, I arched that back in enough to make some kids now.
Shit.
But, like, they can't meet now.
Here we go. We were having a good show until this part came up.
Till I got on the phone, is that what you're trying to say?
Now see, there you go, always picking with me. I ain't saying nothing. I said nothing of the sort.
I'm just saying.
That's crazy because it's like funny because she said she earned her. I was in college and I actually like took a break out of college just so I can make some money. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you, it's hard in New York. It's hard everywhere, but it's hard to survive here.
it's expensive to live out there.
It's so hard.
It's the same thing out of Gary. It's hard to survive, but you got to find a way to survive. I found my best way to survive. I mean, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, but, I mean, I had to earn that degree because that's the only way I knew how to make money.
I feel y'all.
Okay, LaFonda.
I got too many stretch marks to be a stripper.
No, you don't, because I have some, too. See, that's what I said in the beginning. I'm a BBW stripper. They don't care. Big women, I'm just going to say it right now, big women are like fetishes. We're really wanted, but there's not enough of us out there with the confidence to show our body. You know what I'm saying? Because we're so into the slim waist and now every skinny girl has a big butt, which is crazy. I never understood that.
You know, they like the big girl. They like the wide, big, big, wide woman, 400-pound woman. I see 400-pound woman come out of party with like $400.
Wow.
Yes. So
she ain't getting my money. Not 400 pounds. She ain't getting
Oh, my goodness.
You're not getting my mind. I'm sorry. Now, I would watch, though. I would watch.
You have to be 200 and better. Like, this is what guys crave. This is what they want.
Now,
I mean, no, don't get me wrong. I mean,
he craves to see pregnant women. Like, he
oh, God. That's another episode. That's another topic.
I mean, he said they sexy. They turned him on. Like,
Yeah. This girl, she did 2 days in a row. And her stomach, she was skinny, and her stomach was just poop. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, and as far as pregnant women go, you know, because the first thing that comes to us as men, first thing that comes to our head is, ooh, that pussy stayed wet. It stayed wet all day. So, yeah, I mean, I can't just randomly go fuck a pregnant woman. But if I had a girl and she was pregnant, then yeah, I'd be like, yeah, you finna get fucked every day.
Yeah, they have porn like that. It's crazy.
Baby gonna come out with a head full of hair. It's gonna be real well fertilized. God damn, that baby got a lot of hair. Had a lot of nuts to grow it.
Wow.
Wow.
I thought I had a lot of hair, and I know I only got fucked out a day. I was pregnant. I got pregnant and didn't stop having sex.
Yeah. If y'all believe that, I got a bridge to sell y'all in Brooklyn.
Wait a minute. She said she stopped having sex?
I stopped having sex once I got pregnant. That whole entire 9 months, I did not.
How did you do it? Girl, she was 8 months when she found out she wasn't pregnant. And then she was pregnant.
That's
what
that was.
I mean, I'm going through that
already 8 months when she found out she was pregnant. So, shit, yeah, she was that 1 month.
I'm going through that similar
like
thing, you know.
The whole entire time I was pregnant, I could not stand it there. I'm like,
yeah, he didn't get done.
He didn't get done. You know damn well I didn't start acting up, like acting a fool with the dick until like I was like after 21. After I got my tubes tied, I just didn't give a fuck. Oh, my tubes are tied, I can't get pregnant. It's a dug rap. Mm-hmm. After I got my tubes tied, I was done.
Man. I can't wait to get my tubes tied.
Oh my God, it's the best show in the world, especially when you got
Wait, did you get those hoes on? Wait. Did you get them tied in birth or just tied?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Medicaid paid for that shit.
I mean, I wanted to get my tubes tied 4 years ago, but the hospital I delivered my baby at don't believe in tying tubes. I guess it was a Catholic hospital. I was like, I'm ready to get my tubes tied. Oh, we don't do that here. What? Oh, hell
yeah,
no.
You should have went to a Baptist hospital. They would have tied the fuck out there, motherfuckers.
They'll get any type of birth control. That's a form of birth control.
That's crazy.
They'll get that. That's crazy.
Hey, went to the wrong hospital.
I wish I would have known that before.
My doctor was like, get your parents' permission. Had your parents saying this. I was 20, 10 or 21. He was like, get your parents' permission. And we'll tell your tubes the same day you had your son. I said, oh, really?
Wow. And you only have one child?
I have two.
Because they wouldn't let me do it for two. They was like, I was too young at the time.
Yeah,
I was 22.
What they say now. You know, you have to wait to a certain age because.
Or if you was like 21 and had three kids, they'll let you do it. That's crazy.
I had a good doctor. I had the best doctor in the world. He just didn't give a fuck. Oh, you want some tubes tied? You sure? I'll pause this shit.
Wow.
Yeah,
I
wish I had
her.
A
lady told me, she said, you have to wait until you're 24 weeks. I said, okay, well, I got a pen already.
Hello.
I'm ready to sign that paper now.
Hello. I was happy as hell when I signed my paper. I still got it. I
parade that
guys.
I still have mine,
yes.
Too.
Damn.
Wow.
I'm excited because, you know. Every time I popped out a child, they told me I couldn't have one, so I'm mad about that. I wish I could sue these motherfuckers.
I
have a question, because I was supposed to have mine burned. You know, they supposed to cut and burn them.
Well, I just went to a new doctor. They said I have some type of clip in me. What the fuck is that?
They clipped your tooth?
They just clipped them. They just clipped them. They
but that ain't what I was supposed to have.
No, ooh, not
good. You got tired, shit. Yeah, man, I gotta go.
That means
they did that just in case you change your mind.
So
and
basically, if you get humped hard enough, then the clip might fall off.
So the clip is holding it closed or something.
Yeah.
You got a twisty tie holding your shit together.
Yes, basically. And people easily, they can untie them.
Oh, shit.
Pay like $6,000. You can pay like $6,000 to get them untied so you can have a baby.
I knew that doctor had to fuck me over. See, that's what I was talking about. You got to
go to another doctor to make sure the other doctor did what he was supposed to do.
That's
crazy shit.
I said, take my shit out. Take that shit the fuck out. Take my uterus.
I didn't even know it was in there. It just so happened I just had an X-ray. Because that wasn't the procedure I was supposed to have. And she was like, oh, you got to...
They didn't put your shit up to the... Is that a twisty tie? What is this?
Oh, my God. That's depressing. There's nothing funny about, like, especially if you don't want any more kids, there's nothing funny about getting pregnant again at all.
It's not.
So don't do some crazy shit like that.
My son was a shocker. When they told me I was pregnant, I was going to fail the fuck out. I said, if you... It's like, oh, you're pregnant. I said, no, that's not possible. It's like, have you been having sex? Yes, we've been fucking up the door. What are you talking about? But I cannot be pregnant because we didn't use a condom. They was like, well, the condom went effective then. And then he told me he poked a hole in that motherfucker. I want to beat the fuck out of him.
He said he poked a hole? Oh, no.
I want to beat the fuck out of him. Like, me and my baby Diddy cannot stand each other.
Where he from? What's his name? We should put him up a world star.
Wow.
He
put
a hole in the condom.
That's crazy. He put a hole in that fucking condom. I was pissed off. He said, I ain't got no kids. You're going to be my first baby mama. And me and another girl's babies are 8 months apart. I said, you a trifling nigga. It's like, really?
He told both of y'all the same fucking lie.
Wow.
Jody. Little Jody.
That's some fucking
He done pulled the baby's boy move on y'all. I want you to have my baby. Oh, Jody. Now, both of y'all sit there. You got Jody tattooed across your titty.
But you know what hurt?
I got a face across my titty and stuff with my son.
I feel sorry for the men who get that vasectomies and then they end up getting females pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Ain't going to be no clipper. You motherfuckers are going to have to deal with it.
How does that even work? Like, they cut the thing.
I don't know. I don't have the slightest idea. Never looked it up.
I know somebody who had it, and he was like, he don't shoot blinks, but his babies. Or not? I don't understand it. Like, if
they cut they cut something inside there to the point you go in and get a vasectomy, you in and out like going to a gynecologist visit. It's
not gonna happen.
Because I thought if he had a vasectomy, you can't come anymore. Like, I thought there's no stuff.
You can come, but you're not shooting semen. It's like you're ejaculating, but.
Who just came out like warm?
What the fuck?
Just
the
water.
You
just
killed
my whole
soul. Oh, my God. You trying to squirt in somebody's face and come out little drips.
Right.
Like a 75-year-old dripping.
Like, I just spun a leak.
They say they penis still gets hard. They still, you know what I'm saying, come and everything.
No, hell no. I'm finna give you one of them old face shots. Yeah, here come.
Oh, my gosh.
That's it? That's all? The only thing came out?
Hold on.
I ain't worried about what come out. I'm worried about what come out of me, not what's coming out of you.
Exactly.
I'm trying to give a trying to give a face shot here. I'm trying to give a face shoot. You did. I get two drops come out.
Like, people still do that.
Right. Get on your knees and find out.
I know some females that like to brush their teeth with the shit. So
come over here, I'll show you.
Can I tell y'all some nasty shit that I experienced and I've seen? Cause you know how they say
white your teeth.
You know how they say you know how they say it's good for your skin, whatever.
Yeah.
So after me, you know, freaking off this guy, whatever, he took the condom. He's, you know, on my butt. He took some of it, right? I'm dead ass serious. Took some of it and rubbed it on his face.
He's a jackass.
I mean, but honestly, I
looked at him. I was like, really? Are you serious, though? Like, you going to do that in front of my face? Like, you couldn't go to the bathroom and do that?
I mean, I'm
going to tell y'all now.
Brush their teeth
about,
with it, who wash their face with it. They got the most prettiest pearly white teeth, and their skin is flawless.
Well, that may be true. But I'm going to tell you, I act just like y'all. Once it come out of me, I don't want it. Don't touch me. Fuck it, that's yours now. You can have that. I ain't that. That's yours. You take that with you.
You nut it on my face, I'm going to kiss you dead in your mouth with it.
Oh, you will not get that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I gotta know you swallow that.
If you got two women holding you down, you ain't had no choice.
Right.
As soon as you finish, you be talking about him giving me a kiss. Say ah. Did you swallow it off?
No. You said if you giving them a face, if you nothing all over their face, that don't mean it. I'm talking about if you nothing.
Oh,
on
you
face.
Better not touch me. You better get your ass
in
there.
I'm gonna be like. All
you better go in that living room. You better go in that bathroom. Get yourself together.
Janine going to hold you down and I'm going to kiss you all over your face.
So y'all will be running out that motherfucker fast as hell.
He's crazy.
He's crazy.
Miss Parker.
Miss Parker. Oh, man. Oh, shit. We got somebody. We got a new caller calling. I mean, hello, caller.
Excuse me right now. No, I won't be able to go out tonight. I'm on a new diet called I Have
$10
for Friday.
Well, maybe they
accidentally
pressed the button.
I'm sorry,
guys. I'm like, shit, right, I know we done went over, so how they able to call
in? Yeah, we done went way over. We done went over again.
I'm saying, so how they get to call in? That's crazy.
Well, they had already been listening, so I guess they just pressed one.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say
that. Okay, well, like I said, we had a great show today. I'm glad everybody called in. Y'all know how we do it right about now. Buddy, you got any last words for us?
Oh, I guess I'm going to go find me a movie to watch to put me to sleep tonight.
Okay.
I'm going to go roll up a blunt and call it a night.
You know what I mean?
Now, hold on, Miss Classy. We want to thank you for being on the show. We're going to let you get your last words in. I don't want you to hang up on us just yet. Okay. Fonda, you got any last words?
I had fun. Thank you all for the conversation. Make sure you check out my blog, www.musiccorner.weebly.com. It's off the chain.
Hey, so why you never post none of that onto the Sin City site?
I haven't had time. I just finished the first two articles.
You motherfucker. I'm just playing. But hey, make sure you get that up on the site, baby.
All right.
Look at stuff. You got any last words for us?
Oh, man, good show. I had a good time. You know, I'll be back tomorrow night. It's always fun. And I need
some penis in my life. I know, right?
We all need that. I'm playing on getting laid Friday.
Oh, you lucky, W.
You in a better position than I am.
I'm saying, like, I'm over here, like, All I got is some movies. All I got is some movies.
Girl, you better go on in there and jump on Reverend Lovejoy.
Wow.
Okay, I quit. But that was the last one I quit. All right, Janine, you got last words.
Tell me one thing. Shit.
Any last words today?
It was a great show. Had a lot of fun. It was nice talking with someone that is just like me.
You talk to someone that's just like you every week. What you talking about?
I think these two were separated at birth.
Really?
Yeah,
these two were separated at birth.
That whole singing thing, I ain't never heard nobody say that before. That's how I missed it.
I'd be here
like I got the flu or something. Something is wrong.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. And last but not least, Miss Classy, how'd you enjoy the show?
I really enjoyed it. Expect me more often. I can say that much. And I'm going to try to get more people from New York to come on. We need to ask some more guys, though. You can't be the only guy in here.
Normally I'm not. Like I said, it's a new day. I'm rolling solo now. But hey, you know, normally I'm not only the only guy on here. But hell, shit, I'm on here with motherfucking what?
One,
two,
like a whole
three,
bunch of
four, five, six. I'm on here with six women. You think I'm complaining?
I know you're not.
Not tripping.
No,
not at all.
But I really enjoyed it. You know. I just want all you females to just know, you know, anybody could be a fucking stripper, dancer. Put on some lingerie, turn off the lights, light a candle. There you go.
yeah, they got a club out in Indiana right now, Gary, called Stretch Mart.
Are you fucking kidding?
What?
I'm so fucking serious.
I can do my own, but I don't know about this bitch.
Oh, my God.
What?
So,
okay, y'all.
Well,
like
no
I said.
Mark, wow, that's a road trip. What the fuck is you having?
Y'all are crazy.
That's a
landing. All right, thank you, everybody, for being on the show. Like I said, what's up to my girl, Miss Classy. We doing this every Tuesday and Wednesday, so... Hey, whenever you feel like dropping in, drop in. Let us know if you ain't
I'll
busy. I know you got to take time out your busy schedule. Like I said, don't forget to go through the site, check it out. I mean, like, there's a lot of enjoyable things on there. For y'all to already know, SinCityRadio.ning.com. And we out. Same bad time, same bad channel, y'all. Peace.